Indirect Qatar talks with Iran conclude quietly, with no breakthrough on Strait of Hormuz. By John Hayward on July 2, 2026. Indirect talks between U.S. and Iranian representatives in Doha, Qatar, concluded on Wednesday, seemingly without a breakthrough on crucial issues like freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Although mediators from Qatar and Pakistan insisted positive progress was made, the mediators were hard-pressed to explain exactly what progress might have been achieved in the meetings, during which the American and Iranian contingents did not speak directly to each other. Sources said negotiators for the two countries spent 2 days in Doha discussing maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz and financial incentives for Iran, two pillars of the initial agreement they signed in June, rather than more difficult topics the framework was supposed to tee up, Reuters reported. Watch, Trump at G7, Iran's economic opportunities would be good if cooperation with U.S. continues. On the subject of those financial incentives, a regional source said it was agreed that Iran would be able to tap $3 billion in frozen funds held by Qatar to buy humanitarian goods, and would be obliged to purchase some of those goods from American suppliers, but U.S. officials denied any such agreement was reached. Conversely, President Donald Trump said from Washington that the denuclearization of Iran is moving along well thanks to some very good meetings. But Reuters sources said the subject of Iran's nuclear weapons program was not raised in Doha. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, and the Bahrain Defense Force hosted a security dialogue in Bahrain on Wednesday that included senior military officials from Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. That guest list includes most of the nations Iran wantonly attacked with drones and missiles after Operation Epic Fury began at the end of February, plus Lebanon, which is embroiled in the Iran peace talks thanks to its Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists attacking Israel, and Yemen, which has been fighting an Iran-backed Islamist insurgency for well over a decade. CENTCOM noted that Syria and Lebanon have never been invited to a U.S.-led regional defense seminar before, so Wednesday's meeting was a significant milestone in Washington's expanding security engagement across the region. "We continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with our regional partners. The discussions underscored our shared commitment to regional security and stability," said CENTCOM Chief Admiral Brad Cooper. The meeting reportedly included discussions of U.S. air and missile defense architecture, and how the other nations could integrate with it, using mechanisms such as the Middle Eastern Air Defense Coordination Cell, a cooperative intelligence and early warning network established in January. Analysts say the participation of Damascus and Beirut in a U.S.-led military forum illustrates Washington's growing efforts to draw both countries into a new regional security framework while reducing Tehran's traditional leverage in the Levant, Middle East Online observed. Given the focus on America's air defense capabilities, the meeting also seemed like a sales pitch to Middle Eastern countries rattled by Iran's willingness and ability to hit all of them at once with drone and missile attacks. "The U.S. has been working hard to improve drone defense capabilities since Iran began striking its neighbors, and the Bahrain conference may have presented a good opportunity to bring allies up to speed on the latest advances." Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa seemed particularly keen to receive such an update, as he met privately with Cooper and the U.S. military delegation on Thursday. The king was very complimentary about America's commitment to security and stability after the meeting. Cooper wrote a social media post on Thursday recognizing the U.S. Joint Counter-Unmanned Aerial System (CUAS) unit in Bahrain for their exceptional performance in shooting down 14 Iranian one-way attack drones over the past several weeks. "The incredible professionalism, skill, and dedication they displayed saved lives," the CENTCOM commander proclaimed. As for the Strait of Hormuz, Iran warned oil tanker captains on Thursday that they must use Tehran's approved routes along the Iranian coast or face a forceful response, meaning more terrorist attacks. "Any failure to comply, deviation from the designated route, or disregard for the navigation protocols of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Strait of Hormuz will be met with an immediate and forceful response from the armed forces, endangering the security of the violating vessels," the Iranian statement said. The Hill speculated that the unusually explicit threat against international shipping was Iran's response to the Bahrain Security Conference, which produced a joint declaration of support for the free flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. The leftist publication New York Times, NYT, reported on Thursday that Iran and Oman are moving forward with plans to collect payment for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz, despite public American objections. According to Bloomberg News on Thursday, European nations are beginning to believe that fees for crossing the strait are inevitable. And some Gulf Arab nations are resigned to paying ransoms as well, if the demands from Iran and Oman are not exorbitant. The Europeans are reportedly asking Iran and Oman to at least make the ransom payments the same for ships of all nationalities, and to allow an international maritime coalition to clean up the dangerous mines Iran dumped in the strait. Oman, which is nominally a Western ally, is said to be crafting its fee schedule as payments for navigation assistance and to polluting the strait. The Sultanate seems much less committed to demanding ransoms than Iran and may back down if Tehran gives up on the idea. Bahrain, at least, was willing to go on the record as completely opposed to fees for passing through the Strait of Hormuz. The free and unimpeded passage of international shipping through the strait is a matter of international law, not a matter for negotiation, the kingdom said.